With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Yeah, yeah, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's episode was brought to you in part by Mailform. Be sure to check out the link to see the easiest way to send out any paper documents you may have.
All right, y'all. Today's cocktail is a Sex in the Woods. You're going to need 1 1/4 ounce of Midori. I haven't had that in a minute. 1 ounce of banana liqueur, 1 ounce of Malibu rum, 1 ounce of vodka, 4 ounces of pineapple juice, and you're just going to shake and pour into a chilled rock glass or into rocks glass over ice. Garnish with a cherry. That sounds good.
I used to love Midori sours, and I used to be feeling like
you were really doing something. It's like,
I wasn't. I wouldn't drink that shit right now.
At all.
What am I going to do with that?
Midori sour or amaretto sour.
Yeah, those were tasty. I like amaretto Syrah. It's good. Anyway, welcome back. How was your week?
It was my work week, so it was annoying. How was your week, Miss Austin, Miss Sandra's Ratchelorette?
Okay, so you guys, my friend is getting married next month, and this week. I just got my dress.
We're getting old.
We are, and, well, you are, not me. I'm about to turn 25 again. Anyway, we went to Austin for the bachelorette party, and it was so much fun, and I was nervous because she wanted it to be, like, a chill. We're just relaxing. We're going to have a relaxing girls trip. I don't want a stripper. Mm-hmm. I don't want none of that. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, well, girl, what are we going to be doing? Talking, having kumbaya?
Having Oprah moments?
But it was really good. So we had a bunch of time to spend together, and we had all spent it together. Mm-hmm. It was just the bridal party. I came up with an idea for the first night. So we had a night where I decided we would do a funeral. So that's the pictures that I posted on Instagram where we were in all black.
I saw the Snapchat filter.
Yeah. So I made those for us, and it was so much fun. And it was like, bye to our single friend, but we're so happy for her. And that was like the highlight of my weekend. I took my blonde locks out, and now I'm making a wig halfway through.
And you look good.
Thank you, girl.
Good. Well,
I'm going back to platinum blonde, though, because I was having fun with it.
You better get it, light skin.
Probably next week.
So we have a guest today.
Yes.
DJ A1, what's up?
What's good?
How you been?
I've been good. Check him little RV on, right? What's up? How we feeling?
I follow you on Instagram, and you are hilarious. Like, you post the most ratchet humor, and I just love it. I love it.
It's funny.
Like, I feel like you don't even need to loosen up.
Why my shit got to be ratchet?
It is ratchet. You know it.
You know
it.
Okay. And you be calling women out, like, for real. I'd be like, who hurt you? Anyways, so we play.
Oh, I got to be aggressive.
Whenever we have guests on, we like to play a little game.
Okay.
To loosen everybody up.
Okay.
You know, get the feel, sip on your drink. Okay. So you are going to, we're all going to pick a thing out of this little bag and ask the question. You pick who you want the question to be.
So the bag gets us loose?
The bag gets us loose.
So this is the loose bag.
Look.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to have a little loose bag on you.
Okay, so I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Do you want to get married?
No.
Ooh. Oh,
that was quick. You're very sure about that. Why not?
What, have you been married before?
And I have not.
And you never want to get married?
No. Just in my lifetime, what I've seen, been through, been around. I don't know how many people in the room can actually say that they know more than 5 people who are happily married. More than 5 who are happily married.
I mean, you're not going to be happy all the time.
Okay, that's cool.
I feel like just because I don't know them doesn't mean it can't happen.
True.
I don't know people who have the career that I want, but I still want it, and I think it can happen.
That's cool. That's not my only reason why, but I have other reasons why I just don't want to be married. You know, I'm cool with having an Oprah Steadman type of relationship in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very happy. They've been together 20 plus years. Oprah's like, I don't need to be married to him.
Oprah's like, you're not getting this check, nigga.
I mean, he has one.
Well, that's true.
Just by being Oprah's man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he doesn't really need hers.
Because, you know, we could probably all work something out.
I've been saying that for years.
Next question. A1, do you have a fetish?
Do I have a fetish?
Foot fetish, booty fetish.
Sometimes when I'm having sex, I like my nipples play with.
Really? You know, I had a guy one time be like, "Can you lick my nipples?" And I was like,
"A lot of guys like that."
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, I mean, okay." Yeah.
Wait, do I get to ask a question?
Yeah. You do get to ask a question.
Do I get to reach?
Oh, I was like, "Where?"
I was wondering, do I get to reach into the loose bag myself?
Yes, reach in and get all the way in the.
See, what are we doing here?
The loose bag. And then you pick who you want to answer it. Or both. Right, look.
Yeah.
We a duo.
Yeah.
Can I put it, can I like throw it back in and get another one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That one wasn't juicy enough for me, guys.
I feel like that. I was going to say, that must not have been a juicy one.
Yeah, that's
one.
Not
that
a good
about
one.
Feeling.
That was like one of those wholesome ones.
Yeah. It was,
Uh-oh.
Feel free to answer, guys.
Both of us?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes both is good. When was your last one-night stand?
Mine was years ago.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
It's been years. Medina was there. She wasn't a part of it, but she was there.
Oh, I immediately thought it was going to be good.
I saw your face.
Why did Medina's face change as well?
She actually introduced me to the guy, and he was cute, but, you know, it was just
one. Oh, okay. Yeah. My one night, mine was a minute ago too. But
what's a minute though? She said years.
It was it had to be like years. You know how sometimes when you in a relationship, you can't put a time frame on it because then you might get yourself fucked up. Okay. But
she's in a relationship. I'm single.
Yeah, okay. It was in Greece though, and it was.
That's hard. That's hot.
It was a nice.
That's a good story.
That's a no fly zone. Just everything goes.
Yeah. Have you ever used sex to get what you wanted?
Yes, all the time.
You're so straightforward. Well, like, I just love it. It's like
all the questions already.
Last one.
Okay. I think this is a good one.
It will
and
be.
And this will be for both of you guys.
Okay.
Have you ever done something sexually that you really didn't want to, but did it anyway? And what was it?
Ate someone's pussy.
And you didn't
you
want
didn't
to?
Want to?
No.
What is wrong
she
with
must
y'all?
Have not been.
I don't like to eat out of every kitchen.
Oh, okay.
But it was one of those situations where I was using sex to get what I want. I was being a fucking whore.
Like, dang.
She had something I needed, so I had to fucking give up a little mouth.
Well,
I definitely. I feel like I women always have to do that. Like, so I can't even think of like the exact moment, but women always have to
give up something.
Like that.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
You said a man is not a necessity; a man is a luxury, like dessert. Yeah, man is absolutely not necessity. Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter? Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
So moving on, there is a sugar daddy. Well, a guy who's trying to be a sugar daddy. You guys, he got banned from a beach because he's 73 years old. He's been walking around handing out business cards saying you can apply to be a sugar baby. He's a sugar daddy looking for a sugar baby. He wears a t-shirt with a young girl sitting on an old man's lap like, I'm looking for a sugar baby.
That's great promotion.
Contact me to apply.
Like
he said he wears the shirt for Facebook likes, but this is where he got in trouble. The man is 73 years old.
Okay.
He found these young girls, and by young, I'm not talking 30, half his age.
Oh, Lord.
I'm talking about 16 years old. He gives them the card.
Oh, wow.
And says, oh, just contact me when you turn 18. And he tried to play it off like it was a joke. The police didn't find it very funny.
At all.
Oh, so the little girls went to the police.
Yeah. And they told... Imagine an old-ass man and you're a kid just trying to hang out at the beach, and here he comes. I mean, some kids.
He needs to move. That could work in Atlanta. So, sir.
Just go down to Georgia State, you know.
Look, bitches.
You come right here to Mean Street Studio because I mean, I'm legal. But anyway, he
R. Kelly did move to Atlanta.
But yeah, he's the douchebag of the week. Like, you cannot R&B out here. It's a listening young girl.
Not at all.
Sugar baby. It's just guys. A sugar baby. It's not an actual baby. Get a grown up.
Get a grown up, or like get a grown up that looks like
everybody's
a young girl.
To you.
It's a lot. It's a lot of old women that want to be sugars. What do you think? Is it?
I don't know any.
Would you all be a sugar baby?
Yes.
I most definitely would.
You'd be a sugar?
I would, but I don't. My whole thing is like, I'm not sure that I'm going to be, depending on what you look like and how old you are, you might not really get the sugar. So I might not be a great.
So what comes along with being a sugar baby? Are we fucking or are we hand jobbing it? Like,
you're doing something sexual.
Correct.
Own arrangement. Okay. And I would just say most guys probably want some. Sex.
Unless
and
you get like a real fool. If you get a fool who like you really can like bamboozle it. Yeah.
A stupid daddy.
And those do exist. But like when the sex comes in, it's like, oh, can I really do this? Like my morals. I'm not like Black China. I'm not like Ambrose. I'm not sure I can just be doing this stuff.
I've been presented an opportunity to be a sugar, a sugar baby.
Okay.
With somebody who I knew had the money and I knew would do it, but I knew eventually he was going to want to have sex.
Correct.
So it was fine when we were in the friend zone, but then
till he starts creeping
to
up your leg.
Tighter,
yeah.
And he's looking at me.
Correct.
And he's saying things like, "Oh, do you want to just move in? Because
I'm
free to pay rent. I got a beautiful house here. I got a condo here." And
you was going to go from sugar baby to sugar wife.
Right. And he was
shit.
Very unattractive to me. Physically unattractive. Now, if he was a handsome older man.
Then it's a whole
you would have sucked his dick.
But I would have done anything he asked me, honestly.
But it just doesn't, it never works like that. The sugar daddies be ugly. You'd be like, nigga. And they know they're ugly.
Yeah, I mean, he was like a little hobbit.
And you try to bring your friends along to everything, and then they're like, okay, like, I want to have some one-on-one time.
How far can we go on this here cocktail?
You can go as far as you want.
But save your cocktail for the end.
If you have a story. That's what the cocktail is at the end of the show.
Okay. No, I didn't want to turn way the fuck up.
Oh, no, we be turning way the fuck up.
Yeah,
it's
ahead.
All like, it's
you
all.
You had a question?
No, I just can say some crazy shit at times.
That's what we
that's
like.
Fine. That's perfect.
Save your cocktail for the end. We're going to jump into the main discussion.
Okay, what's that?
Our topic today is broke men.
Oh. The opposite of what we were talking about.
<The opposite. laughs> So, like, Kiki and I, we have a lot of conversations, and we were just talking about,
okay.
Sometimes you meet men that you like
mm-hmm.
that are not financially where they would like to be yet. And we wanted to bring a man in on the conversation because...
I mean, I've been broke and had money before.
And that's why we want to kind of like know...
And then broke again and then had money again. So
well,
everybody don't bounce back.
So like when you were broke, mm-hmm. where are you dating?
Of course. I got the most pussy when I had no money.
Really? And what was that? Were you actually dating or were you fucking people?
I mean, I was doing a bit of both. I mean, mm-hmm. but, you know, for some odd reason, broke dick, I don't know what it is. when you have broke dick, you just attract so much pussy. It's because,
really?
I don't know if it's because you have the hunger. Like, okay, so when I was really fucked up and I ain't had no money, I got, like, the most pussy. And I fucked some of the, like.
Did they know? My thing is, do they know you're broke?
Yes. I mean, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? You all, seemingly seem to be very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful women.
Thank you.
You all know when you're dealing with a good dick broke nigga.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you are tricked.
No.
Sometimes they have enough friends to help them front.
No, we shall because I was him too. I was him too. Even all the way down to where I lived. It would confuse you. It would fuck you up. I live somewhere where as soon as you came into the neighborhood, you knew you was fucking me. Bitch, I got to give him some pussy. I might as well go to the house. Like, and I didn't have fucking $500.
It was a nice place.
Yeah, I had an 8-bedroom home.
How was it? Okay, now I'm wondering, like, were you just living with somebody and you would just, like, use it to be like, come over to my house and you knew it really wasn't your house?
No, I lived there.
So how was this happening if you were broke?
Were you
DJ?
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't tell me that?
No, come on.
I'm just wondering, who's got live-in DJs?
Right.
So these women would come over and they're just like, oh, this is a panty dropper house.
Yeah, I mean.
And, you know.
Hell yeah.
So then when they were done, did they ever try and like go on dates with you?
Yeah, I would date. I would date some. You know, it's funny, we spoke about sugar babies.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was a kept man, I guess you could say, for a while. Like,
what was that like?
I mean, it
a
was
kept
cool.
man, that means you were like a sugar baby.
Yeah.
A sugar baby boy.
Yeah, but you know, Okay. Yeah, like a sugar baby boy. That's beautiful. Yeah, I was a kept man. So for a long time, you know, I would date like celebrity women, or even if they weren't celebrities, you know, they just had like, you know, money.
Did they try to get you to like get money? Was it ever?
I always was a get. So here's the thing. I've always been a get money nigga. Mm-hmm. I've never not like been just a lazy nigga. I've always been a get money nigga. But I was just in between blessings.
I mean, and that's why I wanted to have this conversation, because the shit happens. Like, it happens to us as women and we fall on hard times, but most of the time it's okay for us to need a man. It's okay. But when men, I know I've dated a couple different guys where at first I knew they were broke, or I didn't know they were broke, whatever the situation might have been, and they were just like, they were go-getters, but it was just a bad time.
Yeah. I had that happen in my life.
That is something that people can look past.
Sometimes, because I had to.
Imagine if you're dating, and this guy, he was good at first, and then he falls on hard times, but he's still trying.
Mm-hmm.
He's not sitting at home eating Fruit Loops.
Correct.
He draws like Lawrence.
Correct.
But when you get lazy,
like Lawrence.
Yeah. When you get lazy and you're not trying to do anything, that's when I'm looking at you like, bitch, get up.
No,
what
so
are you doing?
So I was in a situation where, so when I was in between blessings, I still with the women that I would deal with, because I would deal with multiple women. Because I, you know, have to have those.
I mean, you had to. You had bills.
But I still would teach them how to get paper. Like, I still was a support system to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was of good use.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, believe it or not, once upon a time in my life, I had about three women I was dealing with. And towards the end of my brokenness, shall we say, I end up getting money with all three of them across the board. And I actually put two of them together.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Ch-ch-chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To get some paper. Yeah, and I tried to turn to a threesome. Shit didn't go good. But, yeah, I tried doing too much. But, yeah, so, you know, sometimes when you broke, it's good. You know, it's what you learn in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you can turn broke dick into goddamn, you know, getting money dick.
Sometimes I don't want to wait.
Fucking with me.
How do you feel about, like, let's say you meet a guy and you really like him, you go on a date and he tells you, you know, he's an aspiring rapper or an aspiring actor. Sometimes those types of things turn me off because I'm
18?
He's a grown up. Let's say he's grown. Like,
you have an
agent. Do you
like another one?
No. Let's say he's like, I'm chasing my dreams.
Are you chasing them by watching TVs and watching reality shows all day, or are you actively working towards your goals? What phase in the chasing your dreams are you at?
Mm.
You just leave the house and put on your sneakers, or have you been in this for a minute?
Real shit.
What's going on? And what have you?
She wants the timetable.
Sometimes I'm like, bruh. And I'm not even saying like I'm going to come back once you make it. And I'm not saying you're not going to make it. But let me tell you something. In my late 20s age, shit does have to get done. Like, we're grown. Like, I got bills to pay. I'm not about to just be like, we fucking and you can't offer me anything. I say that.
That's funny. Go ahead.
Because it's like a real thing. It's like, especially if we're going to like take that next step to move into it with each other. Like, I'm not about taking care of a man unless it is a marriage situation and you fell on hard times. But I'm not going to go into it taking care of you because you got dreams. Nigga, I got dreams too.
Okay,
but somehow women always make this shit happen.
Okay.
So,
I got mad and that wasn't even my life.
Like, have you ever been out with someone and you're like.
I got a little upset too about this shit. I was a little mad my damn self. Motherfucker.
Have you ever been out with someone and you're like, okay, you don't need to be dating because
you just can't afford it.
Dating is expensive. Women are expensive.
I will say I have have not. I've met some guys, and I got the feeling that that's what was going on just because of how they was moving and the stuff that they were suggesting. And it's like, okay, I respect you for trying to be creative in your brokenness, but...
But see, now in my life, where I am now, at the age I am now, I'm 33, right? Mm-hmm. So I start small and then go big when
and
I
that's
date.
That's fine, but it's
you're going to appreciate me.
You can tell they was trying to be too cheap. And not just start small. It's just like...
Nah, I might fuck around and do some cheap shit just to see where you at with
it. See, I don't like that. I don't like that.
If
you know why?
You regularly do, don't bring me and try and test
Don't
me.
Try to put me
because
through
I'm
a test because I'm a fail.
Well,
you gonna fail?
I'm gonna fail. Like,
have
if you do some extreme shit, like if you're like...
sitting there like this.
She got one now.
For real?
She got an attitude now.
Somebody did take me on a date one time, and I don't know if it, I don't think it was a broke thing.
Okay.
I think it was he probably got screwed over by a bunch of women, and dating is expensive. So he was telling me how he likes to take these women on free dates. Okay, fine.
What's a free date?
Well,
like the park.
This particular free date was a 3-hour walk through the park. My bunions was hurting.
A 3
I was
hour?
Tired. It was getting dark. And what pissed me off about
my
it was...
My bunion was hurting.
Yes. What pissed me off about it was... I was bored. That's why I ended up going.
So the conversation... Oh, you were bored when you went?
Yeah. Okay. Well, when I was texting him about going. But I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and get out here. I ain't got no man. I ain't never going to find one sitting in my house because they not knocking on the door. So...
You don't have men knocking on the door?
I don't, unfortunately.
What about... Oh, you're in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship, but, I mean, niggas do be knocking on the door.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm gonna spare you today. So nobody's knocking down your door? I can't believe that.
She's lying.
I know she's lying.
She might not like them.
Yeah.
Well, what does it count if I ain't in there?
She's ignoring the knock.
Listen, this man took me out here. It was hot, and he was like, you know, I like to take women out just to see what they're about. I don't want you to be all done up. I don't want you to have on heels. And I don't want to go somewhere where you're just trying to run up the tab type thing.
Mm.
And so he tells me this
I like
at the
that.
End of this marathon that we ran through Piedmont Park. And he was like, you know, but I had a really good time with you. I would like to take you out. And I was like, see, that's where you got the shit fucked up. First of all, you didn't tell me we were coming to go through a walk in the park. You told me to meet you at Park Tavern. Park Tavern is a restaurant.
Correct.
I'm thinking we're going to have something to eat. I didn't eat beforehand because I thought I was about to eat.
So
as he tried to walk me to my car, I said, well, bye. I'm going to the bar. I got to order something to eat. I'm hungry.
So
I'm
what?
Fucking hungry.
Like he wasn't creative.
So let me tell you what he should have done.
Can be
talking.
Right. Let me tell you what he should have done.
Don't put me on no damn test. Like that's
what?
Who I am.
This
if
is
I wear
what he
heels and I wear makeup. That's me.
Yeah, this is what he should have done.
What?
Okay, you all met at Park Tavern.
Yeah, outside on the back at the park. Side.
Okay, so what
I know you were mad.
What he should have done was, he should have taken her in. They should have had a full meal.
Mm-hmm.
Then, they should have went for a walk.
Or even a little snack.
No. Or then, see, fucking with me, I would have fucked her. Like shit just would have happened. Yeah.
You know, I've never had sex on the first date.
So you just told me you had a one night stand.
There was no date.
I mean, well, shit. I mean,
that is.
I think it's different.
Do tell.
Because if like I met somebody, she introduces me to this guy. We're out.
She introduced me
to a guy. He's cute. I went back to his house and had sex with him. That's a one night.
So
stand.
I can't.
That was it.
So I can't. I can't. Give you a meal, then fuck. I can't feed you,
you
and fuck you.
It just hasn't happened. I'm not saying I would never do it. I'm just saying it hasn't happened.
And
what are you doing after this?
This is not a date.
No, but the dude should have been like, at least like, are you hungry?
Something. Or made it shorter. And I'm just like, I was sitting there like, am I being a bitch? I don't know.
So was the conversation not good, or you were just hungry and your feet hurt?
The conversation was good, but after a while, like I said, my bunion was hurting. Mm-hmm. I was getting hangry. Have you been around a woman when she's hangry? I'm probably like worse. Like,
is that hungry and angry?
Yes.
That's hard.
Girl, I did that Arden Garden cleanse, the detox.
I'm doing it Wednesday.
Carlos was like, Medina, don't do this shit again. I was so mean. I was mean.
I'm doing it Wednesday. Is it horrible?
It's not horrible because it's well worth
it.
It's for your body.
It's horrible.
But it is difficult, especially if you're going to be out and socializing. It's difficult. It is. It's like you're not eating. Like,
you need to stay at home before somebody sends you to a mental institution because you're going to have an attitude.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot to do on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, if you're busy, then you're good. If you're like busy and you're going to be moving around, like, you're good because you just, you know, sometimes you just forget to eat anyways.
Okay. No. Should I stop hookah and can I still hookah?
No, you can't do any of that. You're cleansing your body.
I can't hookah?
You cannot hookah.
That's probably going to make you hungry anyway.
Hookah?
Mm-hmm.
And then your breath gonna be funky because you're not eating. So then hookah and
and it's like an orange juice type thing. It's real citrusy. It's got a bunch of junk at the bottom. Ugh. I heard it works good. I didn't make it through. Anyway.
You had all that shit to say about it and you didn't even do it?
I did it. I didn't finish the 2 days because I was too hangry. I thought I was going to die. My head.
So you just did 10 hours and you was like, fuck it?
Yeah, baby.
Okay, cool.
I had to go to work. I wasn't trying to get fired.
Listen up, ladies. I got a hell of a deal for you. So I just got my lashes done at Legacy Lashes, and I am super duper impressed. I'm in love. Dee did my lashes. If you guys want to check her out, go to her Instagram page at legacy.lashes. It's only $80 for a full set. That's a special they have going on right now, and it's worth it. Your eyelashes will be batting like a Disney princess. Check her out, y'all, and tell her Medina Monroe from Cocktail sent you. Cheers.
Okay.
It's gonna be difficult. Especially the older you get. In college, I dated a guy and he was broke. And it was fine. We all broke, basically.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. In college. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, I saw him every day working towards something. And it was like, I've always
what, a degree?
Well, besides his degree. Like, he had other goals and stuff. And it wasn't like he was just going to class. He had his internship.
Okay.
He was trying to
be. He was setting himself up for life.
Right. And so I can respect that. That was nice.
Yeah.
But then it was like, when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Like, what happened? What's the story? I don't know that I would have as much patience as I did then at this point.
And
because I'm fighting for my dreams, and mm-hmm. it's just like, I don't know that I have the energy to be supportive, because I also think somebody who's going through that needs a supportive partner.
I don't know. You know, in this town we live in, mm-hmm. Atlanta, Georgia, it's pretty easy to be broke and successful.
Like, you're putting on a fantasy for people.
What you think successful is.
No. When I say successful, let me be clear.
Okay.
I could have $10 in my pocket, go to Medusa and pour the baddest bitch in there and it's on. And I don't have to do anything. I can just keep going to the club every night. If my man got a section or whatever, like, this is the shit, you know, she might be into. Now, when you're talking about dating a certain caliber of woman,
it's not going to work that long. Because
up.
If you date somebody like me and you get to start asking them questions and I want to be all up in your business.
You're a certain caliber of woman.
If you guys have not been on our Facebook page, please go like it. It's Cocktails Dirty Discussion. And look at the video, because I posted a video mm-hmm. today. And it's like, ask questions. You need to ask questions.
What are some of those
it
questions?
It reminded me of you.
So can we do this?
How often do you bathe?
Can we do this really fast?
What?
I don't care who does it. Mm-hmm. Can we do a mock questionnaire of what you may ask when you're entertaining a man? I'll be the man, and I mean, you both can do it.
We'll just tag team.
Hey, sometimes that's good. throw them at me.
Oh, okay. So we're just gonna start.
Yeah, like we would be having a discussion, like we're dating. Say we're dating.
Okay, don't be thrown off, because I really am a throw off type of girl. Like, these are real questions that I.
Okay,
really
and no, I mean, I will try to. I mean, if it's too fucked up, I'm leaving.
Some stuff is just weird.
No. Ask, come on, let's see. Let me just see where y'all
at. We'll just start off slow. Okay, so are your parents still together?
My parents haven't been together since I was 8.
What kind of relationship do you have with them?
I don't have a relationship with my father. I now have a better relationship with my mother since my grandmother passed.
Do you floss?
I do.
Okay, dental hygiene.
How often do you bathe?
I bathe twice a day.
At night or in the morning?
I bathe at night, and I still bathe when I get up in the morning.
Do you sweat a lot?
No, I don't sweat at all, actually. It's very hard for me to sweat.
Do you have children?
I do.
Okay. Do you want more?
I don't.
Is there any baby mama drama going on?
I do not. I'm paid.
Oh.
He who has the money has the power.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just important to ask questions.
I mean, it is. There was a guy, speaking of college, there was a guy that I was so in love with in college, and he went to Morehouse. This is before I started asking questions. Mm-hmm. He was always...
Right.
He wanted to always be with me, and I loved it. He was so beautiful. He was so well-mannered. He was really sweet.
Wait, what year did he come out of Morehouse?
I don't even know, because it didn't go that long.
Because there's a difference in the years, guys. Just
well,
so you know.
He would. I was an RA, and I had a nice big room on campus, and he would. I mean, he was over at my place all the time, to the point where it started to be like, hey, when are you going to class? Like, and why you always got this backpack with you? And it's really light. Well, it turned out.
Ha ha!
Yeah, like I would go and like pick it up. Like, what's really going? You know, when you start getting close to somebody, you're like, well,
that's too funny.
Like, the sex is good, but I need some. Anyways, he didn't go to Morehouse. He wasn't like, it was like he didn't have a place to live. that's why he was always with me. And it was like.
And you're an RA, so it's easy to stand there.
It's easy.
I used to knock a couple of them off at Spelman. Oh, my. What?
It was just one of those things where it's like, dudes will really, like, and I get you're in a hard time, but, bro, you got to communicate. Like, maybe if you would have just been like, I'm having a hard time in life right now. I'm trying to. He got back in school. It was one of those moments where sometimes it takes a minute for you to get your balance paid.
Mm-hmm. But where did you go?
I went to Clark Atlanta.
Okay. So.
He went tomorrow. So it wasn't like a thing where I could see what's going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you not see those signs? Okay.
If I was seeing a guy and that's what he was going through, mm-hmm. I would have let him cry.
Yeah, I did. For the longest, like, I did.
Well, you didn't know. Well, one.
And the sex was the broke dick was really great dick. So it was like, I wanted him there.
And here's another thing, guys. You have to understand that you all are speaking from grown woman experiences. So you're saying, I would have let it happen for a little while. At that point in time in your life, you would have let that shit happen for a long time. Think about it.
Jesus, don't take me back to that point.
Because you didn't know any better.
I had a couple fuck ups when I did know better. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but, I fucked up. What? I let a broke bitch stay on me for about a year.
What?
But the bitch sucked dick so good. You did what I'm doing? I said, listen, baby, go ahead.
She cooking clean?
She didn't have to do shit. I'm so serious, too. And this is pre-Uber Eats. Okay, so niggas is really delivering and ordering, and I'm in that motherfucker cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was bad and broke.
What was she doing?
She just was a bad bitch. Like, she just knew what to say. She was just a beautiful bitch. But one day I woke up, and the bitch didn't look the same. I said, oh, this bitch got to go.
Well, you're shallow.
As fuck.
Oh, my God. She didn't look the same.
No, I'm not that shallow. No, when I say she didn't look the same, I mean, like, something came over me where it was like it's more than just the looks and what she. Yeah, I guess I did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was just over with. But you know, sometimes we all a little idiot for something.
I know I'm an idiot for a fine man, and I just wish I could grow out of that. But I think it's just my fate.
No, you'll grow out of it.
I mean, I've been doing better, but it's just something about a handsome.
I don't know how you can't. I don't know how you're not how you don't have a man. Let me tell you why. You have on a hat, and you're still attractive. You know, it's hard for a woman to wear a hat.
Really?
And still be attractive.
I feel like hats help you look cuter sometimes.
No,
especially
you,
on a rough day.
No shade, but yeah, it makes it easy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Because your whole face isn't showing.
Well, see, me, I immediately equate hats with either my weave isn't done or I felt like shit.
Well, you heard the beginning of the show. No.
Right. I mean, that is why.
Look, you look good.
Thank you,
yeah, so you look good with a hat on. So I can't believe you're single. Yeah, it's something to this that we're gonna get it out of her, okay?
No, we're not.
No, we're not. She's like, I've been here. We've done this.
I mean, you can have a revelation, okay, but I doubt it. It happens every week. So anyway, back to dating broke.
Okay. So have you all been broke?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, or shall I not? I shouldn't ask any questions.
No, you
sometimes
can.
This year.
Girl, nothing. Sometimes I've been looking at Carlos like, if I didn't have a boyfriend, I might be living under 75.
And I ain't got no boyfriend, so I'm just like, bitch, it's rough out here in these streets.
You're hard to hit for a pimp.
It's like I might need a pimp after a minute because it's just rough. It's really, really rough sometimes. Aww. You know?
Yeah, but have you ever been dealing with a guy and he kind of like turned it around on you? He like had all his shit together and he was hitting you with the questions like, okay, well, like, what's your plan?
Yes.
What's
that's,
going on?
That's,
that has made me that's happened to me before and I didn't love it.
That's DJ A1 all day long.
Is it really?
Oh boy, since I've gotten my shit together, I love to question. I be on the motherfucker too. I'd be like, so what we doing? Where you at with it?
Wait a minute, not like that. But if it's an encouraging way, like
No. Sometimes you gotta get encouraging after the fact. I like to know where you're at.
No,
because
I don't want to cry. Like, I will cry.
I will cry too, or I just won't call you no more.
So now they want to cry. You want to cry? You can't cry. Because when it was on me and I was broke dick Willie, you motherfuckers had all the questions in the world.
Well, now here's the thing, and this does not go for everyone, but for me,
okay,
I believe in certain traditional, old fashioned ways. Mm. I want the roles, the gender roles in my house. I like those. I like that my man takes care of things. Not that I can't. Okay. I like that he does that. Mm-hmm. I like that I can depend on him. Not that he I mean, he could depend on me sometimes, but he is the one.
Let's not get too used to it.
And I like that. So when I'm dating someone, if we can't get that, we're never going to be there. I don't want to date you. Like, that's just it. I had your back for a little bit while you were down. Get up now. And if you can't get back up, we got to go. I'm traditional over here.
And whenever I feel the same way. And it's like when you're down and I'm trying to help you, I'm not like coming at you, cussing you out every day. I'm going to actively help you.
Here's the plan, babe. Yeah.
I'll do whatever I can do to help you. And if I can't help you, I'm going to figure out who will. Like, I'm a good person like that. But it's like after a while, a bitch gets tired.
Right.
And it's like I'm coming up with plans for you and you're not even executing them. You're sitting around wallowing around the house because you're not where you want to be. And it's like, well, bitch, stop watching fucking TV.
Right. Mm.
They already made it. Do you need to be there?
They already made it.
You need to go to class because that's what they did before they got here. What you doing? That shit gets my blood boiling.
I see. Shit, she mad now.
I digress. I will digress.
Somebody get her a drink fast.
I got little makers over here.
I mean, shit. I'm nervous
that is
now.
Really frustrating, though. Like, I always think about it that way. Like, no matter what kind of financial position I was in personally, and whether I was dating or not, I've always been somebody who was trying to figure out how am I going to reach my goals.
Yeah.
I've always worked. I've worked since I was 16 years old.
Girl,
so
tell me about it.
I have a lot of respect for people who don't work. Do the same thing.
What was your first job?
My first job, I worked at Sonic.
Oh, I remember that.
And I used to come home smelling like onions and cheese.
Wow. I remember that.
That's some hard
fucking work. Wow. What was your first job?
I worked at It was called the Arlington Skadium. Okay, that was my first real job. My dad used to hustle, and I would work. He would take me with him. No. I'm from Arlington, Texas.
Texas.
Yes, but okay. Arlington Skadium was where I was getting my first check.
Oh, wow.
Remember that? Remember we would go on the Sundays when we didn't have...
Skip the line.
Be like, come on, I got y'all.
We never looked back.
That's nice.
It was hard working at Sonic. I had a boyfriend there.
At Sonic?
At Sonic.
He dipped the fries and shit?
Yeah.
He was a fry dipper?
Yeah. Do you remember TK?
He played football, right?
No.
Nope. Don't remember.
So this is a long-lasting relationship.
No,
you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We go back.
Oh, shit. Motherfuckers had fries.
I'm older and I'm not, but anyway.
Wow, you're 25 again. Wow. So you bought her fries and she gave you free skates.
Yeah.
Well, I was only going on the club nights. But yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
I was
nice.
Giving all the free food, the free drinks. Y'all come see me today. Those were the good old days. I don't ever want to go back to that.
Ever.
Do you think you could work? I mean, not work. Date somebody who was working in fast food and that was like it. Like,
that's
they
a
were
good
like,
question.
I'm happy. I'm managing a Sonic and I have plateaued and I just.
You get all the cherry limeades you can get.
Right.
Kiki, A1, I can't do it. And that's no shade to anybody who likes that job. I'm not doing it because the lifestyle that I would like to have, the children that I want to have, we got to take care of.
I don't know.
I don't even eat fast food. So
what if they're working their way up to be
a
franchise owner?
It's not going to work for me.
I mean, at some franchises, you have to actually have been an employee.
Yeah, it's not going to work for me. It's just not. I don't eat fast food myself.
Sure
like unless
what if they're the Southeast regional manager of McDonald's?
Oh, and I already met them when they are that?
No. What if you met them 2 months before the promotion? They didn't even tell you they was about to be
I'm going to miss my blessing.
You know
I'm
what
not doing it.
I've done that as well.
Missed your blessing?
I've missed my blessing.
That has happened to me a bunch.
The guy that I told y'all about earlier that wanted to be my sugar daddy, he owns a bunch of McDonald's, but he had to start off working in the store. Like, he started off as a cook, worked his way up to managing, he just sold all of them, but he owned, like, 25 McDonald's.
Get it.
But
you fucked up.
Well, he was ugly. I told y'all this already.
Hey, all that money make him look good by now, I'm sure.
It didn't.
I didn't see money turn an ugly bitch into the best motherfucker.
Now, Kiki, have you ever had a moment when you go out, we go out, and you know how we always going to get pulled into a section.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet, there's like a group of guys, and you get the wrong friend.
You get the
broke-ass friend that's living off all of his benefits.
And then I'm sitting over there mad, like, am I going to look like the hoe and just go ahead and make my move on who actually paid for this shit, or am I just going to sit here and be salty? And it usually just depends on, is one of my friends talking to the one that I really want? Because I will make that move, and I don't care what you guys say about it. I don't give a fuck, because I'm not going to talk to you again. And if your homie don't want to talk to me, that's fine.
That's the worst.
I'm the nigga that keep it real in this section.
What you mean? Like, you're the one who's like, this ain't
you
my section.
You be snatching the hookah, don't you?
Yeah, well, I usually pay for that. Mm-hmm. But I be like, yeah, I keep it. I be like, all this is candy shit.
At least you honest.
Yeah, this bitch pay for everything. Getting this motherfucker. Y'all want some candy? Can I get something to drink? All right, cool. Yeah.
I will say, I usually have manners when I go with you.
I keep it 100.
I'll be nervous sometimes. Sometimes if it's like, if we get pulled. Well, because sometimes people will be like, remember we were at Medusa and we got pulled into the section and the guy was like, I don't even know why he said this. He was like, oh, what do y'all want to drink? And I was like, oh, I will get some champagne. He was like, no. And I was like,
that's not mine, that's his. And he's like, why do you say that?
Why'd you give me options? Why didn't you just say all you get is Ciroc?
I'm the guy. I think it's fucking stupid to buy bottles in the club. So I would never get a section. So I make sure I go to somebody else's shit and drink up their shit.
It's for the look.
I think it's completely retarded for me to pay $40 in a retail store for Hennessy and I have to go and pay $250 for the same bottle in the club.
And you have to tip. But
and you gonna share with a bunch of bitches.
Brushing my don't know. I'm getting bitches drunk for another nigga.
Okay, it might be me.
What?
Well, let me tell you, I had an Uber driver the other day. I was leaving the airport, and we were talking about going. He was like, what are you going to do tonight when you get home? I was like, I'm like at the point in life now where I'm going to go home. I'm going to smoke a little weed. I'm going to drink a little wine. I'm going to watch an episode of Power, and that's going to be my turn up.
That's it.
And he was like, you don't go out? I was like, every now and then I will go out. But, you know, going out now, it's like you're not really going to have – I don't want to go out and then be stressed out about how much money I just spent. I just really don't want to do that right now in life. Okay. And if I'm having that worry, I don't really think I need to be going out. So it's like going out now, it's not really fun unless you rich. Like, it's just...
Or it's already set. Or
it's already set.
Yo.
Right. It's
are
like
y'all
you
in my
pay
head?
$30 for parking. You got to pay. And I'm a bitch. I'm a girl saying that. Like, it's like, when we have girls night, we grown and we pay for our shit, but I don't want to.
I never wanted to. And I avoided it at all costs. I'm going to be honest. Like, what are we going out for if I got to spend my own damn money? Because I enjoy my couch. I enjoy the house that I pay rent for.
Right.
And I like sitting on my couch watching Netflix.
And then when you go out and you don't get pulled
and
into a section, then you'd be
makeup.
Sad. Yeah.
Makeup is expensive.
Is it?
It doesn't matter if you buy the drugstore makeup. All of the steps.
Oh, there's a difference in the level of makeup.
Absolutely.
I didn't know it was.
$10 at the drugstore, or you can buy some $60 foundation at Ulta and Sephora.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you got to have your outfit together. Then it's like, okay, how am I looking in the picture?
You have to take the hat off.
Yeah. So your hair got to be laid.
Shit got to be together.
Trying to be shame. Then you got to think.
This is a lot.
Where are you going? What happened last time you was there? Did you embarrass yourself because you fell and knocked over all the hookahs and now you got burns everywhere and everybody's Snapchatting your ass so you can't go back there and you got to find somewhere else to go? Like, what is the move?
What's the move? Speaking of Snapchat, I'm going to snap right now.
This is a lot.
It is. I mean, what do you think about before you go out?
I just think about I'm showing up and doing some famous shit.
Always be
you know, I just show up and do famous
what
shit. That's
what
it.
Famous shit you do. If you were to go out tonight.
Tonight.
Somebody was like, hey, come. Okay. I'm doing this party tonight at such and such.
Well,
it's a famous shit routine.
Already it's a famous move. But other than her, I mean, you know. I mean, famous shit, anybody can be on famous shit. You can be on famous shit. You anybody can be on famous shit.
What's that mean? Like, you bougie?
That sounds like a good show name.
Like, thank you. trademarked by A1. No, it's just a way of life. Like, if you do anything that you deem to be big and over the top or just some fly shit, like, I wake up sometimes and I just go and have $100 steaks and, you know what I mean, $200 champagne by myself. No one has to know I'm doing that. I don't put it on the gram. I don't Snapchat it. Like sometimes I really do wake up and I just go eat breakfast at the Intercontinental by my, like, I do that a lot.
Why does Drake not go to the Intercontinental? What happened? You know that song where he's like, I do not stay at the Intercontinental. Why?
He doesn't stay there anymore. He is some shit happened.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, yeah.
I always wondered,
Drake actually
why?
Used to be my neighbor. True story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At fucking, I don't stay anymore, so I can tell you. Mm-hmm. I used to stay at the 12 on West P Street. Yeah, 12 Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake was actually my neighbor, straight up.
We were at the wrong one all this
time. Drake stayed there.
Medina loves Drake.
I can't say who else stayed there. Well, because I don't know if he still stayed there. He stayed there. A lot of people stayed there. Kevin Bacon stayed there. Yeah, Kevin Bacon stayed there. Because I don't know if he still stayed there.
The actor.
He was in Tremors.
Yeah, he stayed there.
Footloose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Drake literally stayed like. I was like,
what's up?
Yeah. Good times. He fucked a lot of bad bitches.
Well, I bet he did.
A lot of famous ones, too. I mean, really.
Do you think if you were famous right now, like, I mean, you're almost there, but do you think that you would have, like, a lot of groupie sex, like male groupies coming to you?
Answer wisely.
Okay, if I was single. I was like, if Carlos doesn't murder them? Okay.
No, Carlos would chop them.
How long have you been with Carlos?
We off and on. We've been together for going on like 5.5 years.
Oh, y'all fucking raw. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Groupie sex. You know, honestly, there would probably be like some, I'll probably have like a little sidekick that's with me sometimes to pick out the gems of the groupies.
Mm.
But it would have to be like a standout, stand up type of guy. Like, oh, it's wow. not, I'm not just.
But how would
like
you know that?
Getting, because I would have like someone who's like.
You're
going to
do like a tester.
Yeah. Okay. Like, because
a buffer,
as a woman.
A buffer. You got to have a buffer.
I'm not. Even if I was a hoe, I wouldn't want someone who's just gonna go and like, you know, try to videotape you. I'm not with all that. Like, when stuff like that happens to men, that's to me, that's embarrassing.
I've been on the road. See, men are so careless with their dicks.
Very.
I've been touring my whole life, right? So you know, she worked at Sonic. She worked at the skating rink. It was a skating rink, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been a DJ since I was 12.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I've never done anything other than what the fuck I do for a living, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been on the road with a gang of men and a gang of women before, right? The women are a lot more careful than the men. I've seen women do they one too. You know what I mean? Women, we gone for months at a time. You know, you get a little itch down there. You know what I mean? Yeah, she tired of, you know what I mean, smacking your poo-poo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? That cookie got to get ate. So, you know what I mean? Men are just so fucking driven to get some pussy.
Any pussy.
That they just drop all factors of what goes into fucking someone you don't know.
Look at Usher.
He's not a good example. Usher, let's be very clear. Usher has been famous for over 20 years. The only thing Usher fucked up in his career was he fucking married Tamika Raymond and had kids by her. Blessings they are.
Oh my God.
Blessings his kids are. But what I'm saying is, that was the only stain Usher had in his entire career. Think about it. Just think he had drug into court and all that.
Mm, that's true.
Now, you know, it's popped up that, you know, he really is out here letting it burn.
Yeah. He's still gonna get bitches though. I don't know. Everybody like we may, but somebody's still gonna be like,
Usher fucked a bitch the day it came out, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I mean, although he is married, shout out to Usher and his wife. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll be burning up the charts soon.
We gonna take a break.
Wednesday, September 13th at 5:30 p.m. celebrate the launch of NAMIC Virginia, the National Association for Multi-Ethnicity and Communications. Keynote speaker Carlos Aviles, an actor in major films such as Flight, Ant-Man, 999, and the hit TV show The Walking Dead, will share his career journey and inspirational stories about never giving up. Learn how risk-taking and breaking barriers can be the first step to fulfilling your potential and living out your dreams. Join NAMIC for an evening of dynamic and empowering conversation with industry professionals as they kick off their newest NAMIC chapter. So if you're interested in going and you live in Virginia, go to eventbrite.com, type in NAMIC Virginia. Get your tickets and they're free. They're free.
But yeah, so like men are just stupid. Women, you all are so smart. It's like no phones allowed. The security is making sure, you know, everything is on point. After fucking she get her nut, whatever, bye. You're being ushered out. There is no lane. See, men, we fuck. We're not using our heads. We want to get some pussy eaten. I'm going to lay with you.
I mean, there have been moments where I'm with some people of some status, and you just like, I'm a trustworthy. I would never be that girl to try to do something crazy. Right.
But
you leave
be like,
your stuff out. You go get in the shower. You leave the house.
Take me to the club with my homegirls and give me the stack of cash to put in my purse to hold on to because your pocket's too tight. And it's like, I could really run out right now. I probably should.
Well, you'd get. Yeah, I've done that before, uh-huh. And somebody tried me the wrong way, and she before she thought she could make it to the car, she had a whole issue.
I would never do that to somebody, but
those women are out there.
Well, one time I was in Miami and we drove out there and we were, it was like college days and we were broke and we didn't have money to get back. And we went to the, we met some basketball player, I don't even know his name, went to the strip club with him. And I, when the money was being thrown, I was like, this is ignorant. This is too much money. I need gas money. And I picked some, I put it in my knee crevice and bent my knee. And then I picked it out of my, my knee and put it in my purse. It was only like $100 just so we could get back. And I'm sorry.
Dire times call for years ago.
Before, when he still was Fat Gucci, and I don't give a fuck, I'll tell the story. It was him and some other motherfuckers having like money war in Magic City. We had money. We had money like up to our knees.
See, in situations like, I just feel like God wants me to take a little pile.
That's how I said. Look
you
at my blessing.
Threw it. You already threw it.
You already threw it. It's for all of us. I'd be like, girl, we working together.
I immediately thought that. I said, there's a miracle in this room.
Okay.
With my name on it. And I had to, I had to take it. I said, listen, nobody's going to miss it. The bitches already got enough money. I mean, it was just money coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
I said, the moment,
I'm gonna get some.
I have to kick the money to move. This shit for everybody.
Okay. Let's all just clean up.
Christmas. Christmas came early.
Everywhere, okay?
And unlike you, I'm not sorry that I took it.
I wasn't sorry. I've done that many a times. If I go to the strip club with the right nigga and he, I know he's going to throw that money, either you're going to give it to me now or I'm going to get it on the end. But I'm getting it.
Oddly, for some odd reason, you're everything in a woman I wouldn't want, but everything in a woman I want. Like
oh, that makes so much sense. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like everything I wouldn't want, but you're everything I would want in a woman. I don't know why. We might should explore this.
Do we have a love connection?
Am I shooting my shot on air?
You're shooting your shot.
$10,000 prize, like on Love Connection.
Oh, he paid. Famous shit. What's all?
I'm smart with my money.
Me and Kiki are looking for eligible bachelors. That means you're single and you look good, or you got a lot going for yourself. So listen, send us pictures of yourself or the person you think is fine to cocktails.atl@gmail.com. Or you can DM them on Instagram at Cocktails Podcast. Send us a little blurb about yourself. You might get reposted on our page and you'll definitely get a shout out on the show. So don't forget, send us them pictures, ladies and gentlemen.
On that note, it's time for us to move on. Out of this discussion, and we've got to talk about our bachelor.
Yes, we do. What's his name? AJ?
Who's AJ?
AJ Logan. So,
this man who sent us this extra filtered ass picture, but go ahead.
What's the extra filter?
Okay.
He had on makeup?
I'm going to show you. He just edited his picture entirely too much. So we do bachelor submissions where we rate them on the show, give him a shout out, post them on our page. AJ.
I do appreciate you so much.
I really do. But, I don't know if you white, mixed, or albino. You have edited this picture so much. You don't look, your lips look a little chapped, but you don't look like a bad looking guy, but it's just the picture's edited so much that I want to know, what are you hiding?
I think some people just get carried away when they get new apps that can do all of that cartoonish shit. Because I went to his Instagram. It's on our page at Cocktails Podcast, so you can check him out. He was the Man Crush Monday. This Monday.
You all made him your Man Crush Monday?
Well, all of our eligible bachelors that we submit, we rotate them out and we make them the Man Crush Monday, and they submit their pictures so that we can talk about them on the show, and it's just all up for fair game. Whether people like you or not, we're going to post you.
We might make a love connection for someone else. I actually had a girl hit me up, and I was like, give me an idea.
So time out.
Well, let me finish about telling y'all about AJ. He is 31. He lives in Palm Desert, California.
Okay.
And he loves our show. Said, keep up the good work. And he says he's just a chill guy looking for a life outside of work. He's a host and producer of Indie Music Lives Here. Indie Music Lives Here. My bad. But,
Well, you know, AJ.
So y'all are matchmakers?
No.
We just put them out there.
And if someone grabs them.
More exposure. That's on their own.
Right.
Yeah, we just talk about them. We talk them up if we can. You didn't send us very much information.
You didn't.
AJ, but I do appreciate it.
I appreciate it so much.
For listening. And you seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He cooked on his page. He was posting food.
Get it.
Asparagus and shit.
No one knows asparagus, but. Ramen
noodles,
so
bitch.
So maybe if you can't cook, that might be the man.
Yeah. Y'all follow him. His IG is at It's Pronounced AJ, and that's AJAY. Thanks, AJ.
Is it actually It's Pronounced?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's in his name?
Yeah.
It's pronounced.
Yes! We're not going to go in on him. Thank you for submitting. And y'all, if you want to be our next bachelor for next Monday, send him in.
Can I submit or not?
Yeah, as long as you're single. We don't want nobody's girl.
Okay, because we don't nobody coming after us and none of that mess.
You do what you want when you're popping.
Okay, so now, moving on again, It's time for Indecisive Diane.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
All right, Diane, what do you got for us this week? All right, ladies, I feel like lately I've been giving you a bunch of Italian places. I've just been feeling my roots lately and giving you all the Italian stuff. This next place that I want you to take your mans to, it has dim lights. It feels like you're out of the country. It's called Gio's Chicken. This is also located on the west side of Atlanta. You gotta go there. They're known for their chicken specialties. The Sorrento lemon chicken dish is... Oh my God, it's just so delish. You'll literally want to slap your moms. They also have a pasta dish, which is very spicy. It comes with just some marinara, some pasta, and I think it's rigatoni. It's just a little bit of Gio style. The address is 1099 Hemp Hill Avenue, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. You guys, you gotta try this. And you know, this might actually be like a good first date idea. Why do you say that? Because just the scenery, you know, it's not too cozy, but not like raggedy. It's the perfect place to have the perfect conversation, maybe one drink or two, and then go on your way. Don't sleep with them on the first date, ladies. Oh my gosh, man, we don't need no sex advice. All right, ladies, well, I'm out of here. Bye, thanks, bye.
Subject line of this email says, "Hi, ladies, I fucked up, and I know it, but I need you."
Okay. All
right, well... "Hi, ladies. I fucked up and I know it, but I need your help. I have this young guy I've been fucking around with. He's 21 and I'm 27. Girl, you know. And basically, like he finessed me into getting his new car in my name because he couldn't get approved when I went to the dealership with him. It's only been a few months, but he's consistently paying the insurance a few days late. And now I'm worried that he won't pay the note on time. He won't. So, I was talking to my hood cousins, and they said to just pay the insurance. They'll get the car sold and chopped, and I'll get my money from the gap insurance and whatnot, and his ass will be back wheelless. How should I play it with him? Because he's paying the bills. It's just late. But I don't want to deal with him. His baby mama keyed the car the other day, and enough is enough. And should I follow through with the chop, or just try selling the car out?"
Girl, if you're...
Shopping sounds illegal.
It sounds like you're going to go to prison. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to prison for not nan nobody. Okay. It sounds like this whole situation is a bad idea and you need to just stop.
Just stop. Like, you already know that you shouldn't have done what you did. So I ain't going to chastise you on that. I'll let your friends do it and your mama and your daddy.
Okay.
But... let this be a lesson learned. And he's going to have to get over. He couldn't get approved. He knew he couldn't get no car. And just like he finessed you, he going to find somebody else to finesse.
Yeah.
And it might be his baby mama. Tell her to go ride with her. He needs to spend more time with kids anyway, I'm sure.
So the next one. "Hey, Kiki. Hey, Medina.
Hey, girl.
Hey. I got my makeup done the other night and went out with some friends. It was my first time getting professional makeup. And it made me feel like a totally different woman. I'm not ugly without makeup, but I'm not gorgeous either. I'm a strong 4. Men don't line up to get my number." Dang, she honest. "I hate to admit it, but I felt like all men were beneath me and I was being mean towards them because of how good I looked. I don't know where that attitude even came from, and I'm not sure I liked it. Anyway, I wanted to ask the two of you if it ever gets tiring being beautiful, do you handle it like a nice celebrity that takes autographs, or are you sometimes bitchy? Sincerely, a basic bitch that got her face beat for a night."
Girl, don't be so hard on yourself.
No, bitch, be hard on yourself. I love you.
I don't like when people feel that way about themselves.
She said a basic bitch that got beat in the face, right?
Yeah, like her makeup.
Yeah.
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 What do you think?
I think that sometimes when I get my makeup done, I do kind of get a little bit like feeling myself, but I'm never rude to anybody because I know that it's temporary. I'm going home and I'm going to wash it off. But sometimes when Barkia gives you that nice beat, you do kind of just feel like...
To me, it depends on the mood. So if you guys don't know this by now, I'm very dramatic. And sometimes I slip into a character. So sometimes I'm humble. And sometimes I'm very Mariah Carey. And it's just like, don't touch me. Why are you breathing my hair? Please get away.
We had a photo shoot. It took Kiara 2.5 fucking hours to get ready.
In my defense, I would have killed her. Coming there and getting ready and then doing the shoot, they told me we had it for the day. Nobody had anything to do.
I feel you.
I didn't think I was supposed to be ready already. And I was sick and I was sniffling.
Well, wait. We weren't ready either. We all
Shayla
did go
there. Was ready with her hair. Everybody just had to get their makeup done. You did your hair.
I did my hair there.
But you did your hair yourself because you did a twist out.
Right.
So I had to get my hair curled. Mm-hmm. I had my weave. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. It doesn't matter. Moving along.
You are everything and nothing at the same time to me.
Okay. So,
That's it for the advice.
Now we're going to go into
our cocktails.
I'm going to do one about a broke nigga.
Ooh,
so,
girl.
This is really hard. There was this guy that I was seeing, and I can't even believe I did this to myself. He had gone back to like school, not like to get his master's. It was like he went back to finish his schooling.
Like GD or?
Bachelor's. Like, okay. Yeah. Like he just went back to school.
You got to ask.
So, I drove out to go visit him at his school, and the sex was really great. It was like just that great. And we were on the same level of nastiness. We didn't judge each other. It was like, this is just great.
That's perfect.
Well, one day we had never gone on dates though. Like it wasn't like it was just always sex and it was just still like respectful, but we just didn't go on dates. Mm. And so one day he's like, I'm really hungry. Like, can we go get food? He didn't have a car. And I was like, yeah, you know, where do you want to go? And he's like, well, let's just go to Sonic. And I was like, I don't eat that shit, but I'll take you there. And so,
I mean, my homegirl used to work there, but.
So we go to Sonic and he orders like all this food and then he looks at me for the money. And I can't even
believe. For
$12.10?
My man didn't have $12.10?
He ordered a bunch of shit. And I was like, and I paid for it.
You were in shock.
I don't know.
You were just in shock.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, this isn't even me. Like, I have to stop talking to you.
That should
have
been.
You was on the spot, though. That's why you paid for it? Because you was, like, put on the spot?
But even still, like, that's just not me. I think I was dickmatized, and I just ended up paying
for it. And I was mad.
I had an attitude.
Fuck you that night?
No, because then some more crazy shit happened. That's another day. What's your cocktail,
you know,
Kiki?
What? I have a story similar to that, and I paid for some nigga shit, and you know that is against my religion.
It is.
Yes. So I went out with this guy, and like we had been seeing each other for a while, and then I don't know what was going on. Like I wasn't even fucking drunk, and I've been drunk a lot when I was with him, but I wasn't drunk. But we went out somewhere. The tab was really high. He had a lot of
money.
A couple $100. And so I was just drinking and just having a good time. And so he's buying other people's shit, so I'm thinking it's on him. And then he was like, oh, I left my card at home.
That's the worst.
Did you? Well, what are we going to do? So I ended up having to pay for it because it was a place that we went to all the time, and I didn't want to be embarrassed. But I was like, oh, I'm getting my money back, and I will stay in your house until I get it back. I got it back.
That's
so
good.
How long
did it take you to get it back?
I got it back that night.
Oh, that's not bad.
We went back to his house, but I was afraid that I wasn't going to get it back, and I was like, I really needed that money. I didn't have that money to pay at the damn bar a couple $100s. Like, that wasn't in my budget. So we went back to his house. He got his card. I was like, we have to go to the ATM now. I don't mean to be funny with you. You have good credit, but not with me, so I need to. And that's that. So
that's,
you have a story?
That's hard. You have good credit, but not with me.
Exactly.
I'm taking that line.
Me too.
I don't know, because you are... Both of you just told stories about
everybody
when
always
you when you fucking paid. I always pay, so I wouldn't know how.
What a
like,
blessing you are.
Do you have any type of cocktail? It doesn't have to do with the show. It could just be like a
anything. Like, did you have a crazy sex experience? An embarrassing sex experience?
A really good one? One that didn't really make sense? Or if you don't have one, that's cool too.
Yeah, you don't have to have one. He don't have one.
Do you have anything to that you want to plug? Where can people find you?
Right, I'm like, what? I don't know. I had sex in fucking Macy's at Lenox. I don't know. It's random. I don't know. Anything I want to plug?
Yeah, where can people find you?
You can find me on all things social media, the DJ, A1THEDJAONE. Again, that's the DJ, A1AONE. Yeah, so just follow me on all those things. I do a show myself called The Famous Kickback. It's a podcast. It's pretty cool with this little bloat named Melanie. She's a pretty cool girl. I think you guys know her.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just got done with Escape, but I'm about to go out with Tank and Sammy at the top of the month, September, and I'll be out with them all month, and then I come right back and do Escape and New Edition all over again.
I love it.
Thank you so much for coming. And remember, if you guys ever need any advice, want to send in your bachelor submissions, or maybe if you have a confession that you don't want to tell your friends, but you're going to let us read it like it was our experience, email us cocktails, cocktales.atl@gmail.com.
And y'all remember to always follow us. I'm @CoffeeBeanDean.
And I'm @KikiSaidSo. The show is @CocktailsPodcast. rate, review, and subscribe. And until next week,
goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Wait on the track.